that form envelops the cosmic thing inflicted when our image overflows. Is it it would be shameful in a way if you might not want to look at your own face in a state of complete sexual rapture. Imagine having saw a photograph. You wouldn't be able to tell whether you were in pleasure or in pain. Because then you see what has happened is that the vibration, pulsation, has taken over the whole being. So that you are, as it were, in the position of a god. And that's something I hope. So we begin here to look at a very difficult area, because a lot of people are beginning to say this conversation is going unplanned, because we are moving into what are normally called perverse experience. And the two physical forms of perverse experience are sadism and masochism. Well, there is the association of pain and ecstasy. In sadism, the confusion of another person's suffering with that person's sexual pleasure. In masochism, the identification of you. Of your own suffering, sexual. Now we say, well, that's pathological, that's absurd. But it exists. People do it all the time, both ways, and sometimes both together. And although this is generally put under the heading of pathology, the fact remains that we could still learn from it. It's an important principle, somehow, somewhere. And perhaps then people who are famous, the phenomenon is somehow made of mind because they don't understand it. Now, you realize many states want nothing more than that they're victims. Combination sadist and masochist is coming. Many sadists would be patronized if the victim really didn't like participating in this war. And so there's the joke. The masochist asking the sadist to beat him, and he says, I won't. But what happens here is that pain and the attendant convulsive behavior of the needles is associated with the erotic. Predicted value is given to the same symptoms as pain that is common. Get a young woman really aroused. And she will say, kill me. As if to go as far as you can in throwing yourself away from somebody else. But do anything you want. And in that abandonment, there is the possibility that this population. Which is total on the earth, may take over. And in that feeling, you say, You are one with what is happening completely. And that's why your body is a little finer as far as you. So therefore the massacre is a person who has learned throughout life to rebuild himself against pain by eroticizing pain. Now do you understand how to look that from a different valuation can be put away in the same vibration?
That it's a guess, and I'm really not.
can be the outside of it, so therefore, everything we call living connects into that. Then we have the element of all living. We have the common source. They're like an untrained tree. Now, so therefore, any person who dies and lays humble, because he's making room for others. And all life everywhere must be thankful. Although each one as an individual will naturally appreciate when anybody saves our life. If we decline that case, we see money around, we can feel that it's not working. We can also look around, we can see that if our death could be definitely postponed, we would not actually go on postponing it indefinitely. Because after a certain point, we would realize that that is the way in which we wanted to survive. What else could we have done? Because children arrange for us to survive in another way. By, as it were, pointing on a torch. So that you don't have to carry it all the time. There comes a point where you can give it up and say, now you will. It's a far more amusing arrangement for nature to continue the process of life through different individuals than it is always with the same individual. Because as each new individual approaches, life is renewed. And one remembers how fascinating the myth of the everyday things are with children. Because they see the father as others, because they see the all in a way that is not familiar to survival. When we get to thinking of everything to come to this then the shapes and scratches on the floor cease to come in. And this thing is in fact. So therefore, in the course of nature, once we have ceased this magic in the world, we are no longer fulfilling nature's game. And so nature's self-awareness is again worth encountering. It is here, therefore, nature for us to wish for our lives a bit. But we live in a culture where it has been uplifted us in every conceivable way that to die is a terrible thing. And that is a tremendous disease from which our culture in particular suffers. And we notice it firstly in the way in which death is expected to happen. This is one of the major problems of culture. When a family conspires with a gun, keeps his grandmother the knowledge that she has done. Grandmother suspects. But probably doesn't really want to know for sure. And her family talk with her in such a way as to say, well, it'll be you will probably be getting all that in a few weeks. It would be nice to be able to do this, that and the other, because they have this funny feeling that it's important to build up courage. Will become liars. And the mutual mistrust is developed. And because we assume by playing the game on that level, you turn to play the mistrust on other levels. So, the person
Thank you.